The God of hope fills you with all joy and peace in your believing, that you may abound in hope by the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Okay, so today the Lord, it's either a dream or he woke me up in the middle of the night, I can't remember, but I saw this message. It's one I preached a while back. So I woke up, I went and found it, and it's part of the progression of where we're moving into. You know, when he started all this, he gave the revelation of the right hand of God, then he gave the revelation of the door, and then he introduced us to him being our great high priest, introduced us to the Jordan, introduced us to him being our righteousness. You need the exchange because you can't stand in your own sufficiency. You're going to make mistakes. You have to be able to exchange. If you don't, you can't wear your mistakes and you can't wear shame or guilt or condemnation and be effective in the kingdom. And the enemy just wants to clothe us with that stuff and dump that stuff on us. And you have to be able to make that exchange. And he's so faithful. And it's all done by faith. It doesn't matter how much grace has been made available to you. If you don't make that exchange by faith, then that grace goes up unused, really. You have to exchange into it. And that's a beautiful thing. But once your faith gets to that point where you learn to exchange, no matter what you're carrying, no matter what you're wearing, you can exchange it into him because it's a free gift. The man of the things freely given to us. Freely he gives, freely you receive. He's talking about, that's what justification of faith is. The righteousness cometh by faith. It has to be appropriated. It's already there. He's already given it to you. And listen, if his mercy can endure forever, I'm quite sure he can endure with us for a generation. Praise God, he'll stay with us. As long as you stay with him, he stays with you. You got to stay in there with him. Amen. It's amazing what to do. And then he introduced us to the Father and the Father's great love. And then he started introducing us to really the knowledge of the future, the face of God, started introducing us to the realm that's done, completed, the realm of life, the one where we've already been glorified. How many of you know we're already glorified? Positionally, you are. Positionally, your old man already died. And then he introduced us to the place we're seated together with him. All of that is part of the reception of the right hand of God, of receiving the powers of the age to come. All of that is designed for the kingdom to manifest here. It can't always be there. It has to be here. That's what we've been working on for quite some time now. And faith is bringing all of that here, that finished realm, and fulfill the, really, it's the Lord's prayer, the will of God be done in the earth as it's already done in the heavens. Amen. So we access the done realm. So today, I want to talk about the seven attributes of Christ, our rewarder. These are the ones that are very important. All of these attributes, I do these every day. Having understanding of these attributes, because once it comes here, it's a whole nother level of understanding. It's another level of believing. And you'll understand as we kind of move forward into this. So the first one we want to get into, and these are the ones important for manifestation. All of these, this message is about manifestation. Amen? It's about being positioned in your faith for manifestation. Getting your faith aligned while you're here and getting all of this. And these are all so good. I love them. Oh, praise God. All right, so we're going to begin with the rewarder. Go to Genesis 15. So it said, the Lord came unto Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram. This is the beginning. He goes, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. The thing we have to understand, and we have to understand and believe, that he is our rewarder. He's a rewarder. He's my exceeding great shield and my exceeding great reward. Everyone say, you are my rewarder. You want to call him that. You want to ascribe to him. You want to agree with that. Even though you may not have seen your promises, even though you're in a trial, even though the enemy might be fighting you, It doesn't matter. You want to always have that on your lips, especially bringing the kingdom here into the gate of the earth. You have to know and believe he's your rewarder. Say, you're my exceeding great shield, my exceeding great reward. Abraham knew God as a rewarder. So much so, when the king returned from the battle, Sodom, because Abraham had trained servants. Man, he was a wise guy. He knew. I mean, those kings, they all got whooped, but his servants went and recovered all. And the king of Sodom said, just give me the people, and you can keep all the goods. He goes, no, you can have it all. He goes, lest any man, I will not take so much as a shoe latchet, or a shoelace, or a thread. He said, there's so much as a thread or a shoe latchet from anything. Lest you say, you made me rich. Abraham knew God. He knew God was the one that provided. He knew God was his reward. He knew him that way. And we're going to know him that way. Some of you already know him that way. You're my rewarder. My exceeding reward. Listen to this out of Matthew. He says, when you pray, not if you pray, when. He says, enter into your closet. And when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who's in secret. And your Father who's in secret will reward you openly. He's going to reward your prayer. He's going to reward you openly. That means manifestation. That means somebody going to see something on your life. He rewards you openly. He's my exceeding great reward. He rewards me openly. These are things you need to say, especially at the end part of your prayer, when you're closing up your prayer. So you're my rewarder. You want that on your mouth. You want the understanding of that. You want to be clothed in him as your rewarder. You got to know him as your rewarder. That's how you get your faith over into the finish line. Praise God. Oh, I love this. And this is the best one. This is Hebrews 11. He says, without faith, this is one of seven. I'm going to go through seven of these today. There's seven of them that make up the rewarder, seven attributes of the rewarder. He says, without faith, it's impossible, say impossible, to please him. Man, that's a scripture right there. Man, I'll tell you what, that should motivate you to have faith. You gotta have a target. You gotta have faith. You gotta be looking at something with God. I would say your neighbor saying, look at something. For it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is. And believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. If you diligently seek him, you have a right to believe. You are a rewarder to those who seek you diligently. You are my exceeding great reward. He rewards you openly. Well, I don't need anything from God. You probably are the one that needs everything from God. Yeah, I don't need anything. If you got everything met, then ask God for something big and start being a blessing to somebody else. Enlarge your territory. I mean, some people get a religious spirit on them and say, well, I don't need to ask God for anything. Yes, you do. He asks you to ask him. He wants you to know him this way. Because a lot of people that think like that are the ones that need God the most, because they're broken down and they live like that and they have that religious spirit on them. You don't want to be in that. You want to be in the Lord, your rewarder, and rejoice that God's the one that's rewarding you. And to know God is your rewarder. And to believe God is your rewarder. I tell my family, you're my rewarder! You reward me openly! Why are you going to spend a lifetime of faith if you can't believe he's your rewarder? Number two, the creator maker. I love this one. I do this every day. This is one of my favorites. Psalms 118. This is when I'm working the kingdom here. This is when I do all these. But you're working faith to see kingdom manifest. And part of that is the creator. This is one of my favorite scriptures of all time. It has the crown and it has a lot of stuff in it. Psalm 118 verse 20. It says, the stone which the builders refused or rejected has become the head of the crowning stone of the corner. He's really talked, this particular psalm was it speaking of foundation stone, he was speaking of the Latter-day stone. You got the foundation, you got the Latter-day crowning stone. This one right here is speaking of the day and hour we're in, where the king's returning. Said it's the Lord's doing. Say it's the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes. Say it's the Lord's doing. He's going to do it. There comes a time where he will take over and do it. You can't do it, and he'll be doing it at the same time. That's a big part in progression of your faith, is getting surrendered the old man. It's a dynamic there. You have to have the old man surrendered, sufficiency surrendered, faith takes over, but then the Lord comes to be the doer. It's the Lord's doing! It's marvelous in our eyes. See, it's marvelous! This is the day which the Lord maketh. Man, when you're standing in faith and you're coming through the door and you're bringing it down, and this is the day the Lord maketh. It's the Lord that makes this day. It's the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in eyes. This is what you arm your faith with. These are scriptures that come out of your mouth. Save now, oh blessed Lord. Send now, prosperity. He's talking about the final way. The great wealth transference coming out by the crowning stone. I'm going to tell you right now, it's coming into our nation. You think it's coming to Europe? Have you looked at Europe lately? It's being overrun right now. God's going to pour out on this country that wants him. We have leaders in high places that want God. This nation will be the lighthouse of the last days. It's coming. He will send the greatest prosperity this nation's ever seen. In these coming years, you can be positioned for it. I'm telling you, there's a wave of wealth transference coming in glory. It's like the days of Solomon. There'll be glory with it. There'll be the high praise of God. Hallelujah! He's the creator maker. John 1:3. All things were made by him. He's going to make a new day. The word of the Lord coming out of Zion. He's going to create a day. It's a 1,000-year millennial day filled with life. And we are recipients of it, where the life is going to explode from the rock within. In fact, we're accessing glory of the next dispensation. That glory is going to explode into the soul, explode into the body. He said something to me. I just wrote it down. He said, oh, this is what he said. My waters are your inheritance. And they will transform everything. My waters are your exceeding great reward. Now, I knew what he was saying with that. I knew these waters are coming out from the right hand of God, and they're full of life. They're going to transform your body, your soul, your mind. You know the mind's going to get opened in these last days? He's going to remove the law of sin and death and that restriction that's put over the mind, and suddenly we're going to start utilizing more than 10%. Look at your neighbor and say, man, you're a 10%er. You're going to be a 20%er. Imagine, like Einstein, he was using up 80 and 90%. Imagine that level of intellect being opened again. The only thing that's repressing that is the law of sin and death. That's going to get open. Praise God. All things were made by him. I like this in Hebrews 1. God in these last days has spoken unto by his Son, whom he appointed heir all things, by whom also he made the worlds. He's our maker. And what that means to us is you're carrying a spiritual word. And he's the one that takes that word and he makes with it. He creates with it. He brings it. It's really the Holy Spirit that does the work, but he is that creative word. And when you speak that word, you carry it from the heavens here and release it. That creative word becomes flesh to dwell among men. That creative word. That's why I ascribe him. You're the maker. You're the doer. You're the creator. Bring me to my next point, the doer. So we have the rewarder. We have the creator maker and the doer. The doer. Say the doer. That's a big one because we're the ones, especially as men, like to do the doing. But in this kingdom, he does the doing. You have a part. When you learn your part, working with him, he's the doer. Ultimately, he's going to do it. He said he would. He said in John 14, powerful. Carlos could quote this to you, but I'll read it to you. John 14, verse 13, whosoever shall ask in my name whatsoever, whatsoever. Usually those are desires forged and formed by him that's been represented before the throne. You believe, you receive, but whatsoever desires you shall ask in my name, that will I do. He's promising, I will do it. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. When you're in prayer, you always want to add these to your faith. You are the doer. You will do it. She's taking responsibility off of you and putting it on him. But it's still by faith. Just because he says that, it has to be appropriated by faith. If it's not appropriated by faith, it's a promise being left undone. Amen. Here again, John 15. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. Those things you want to arm your faith with. I arm my faith that he's my exceeding great reward. I arm my faith that he is the maker of this word I carry, the creator. I arm my faith that he said, I will do it. He's the doer. See, he's the doer. I love this one. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Faithful. Say faithful. Is he that calleth you. For he will do it. He will do it. These are promises you stand upon. The rewarder you stand. And the more you do that, the more your faith gets in line. See, sometimes you got to get your faith into alignment with who he is. This is not just what he is, it's who he is. He is your rewarder. He is the maker. He is the doer. Just like he's your righteousness, he's also the doer. Abraham didn't struggle with the Lord being his rewarder. Philippians 1:6, the completer. He's coming as the terminator. He terminates darkness. To complete. I love this one. Being confident. Look at this. Being confident. Philippians 1. You got to be confident. Not in yourself. Human sufficiency. If you have confidence in yourself, trust me, if you walk with God, you'll have no more confidence in yourself. There'll just be enough time. He will slaughter your self-confidence. The kingdom is not built by self-confidence. But there is a confidence in God. It's a confidence you get with knowing him. It's a confidence you get that you believe. And you're confident. Say, being confident. In this very thing that he who's begun the work in you will complete it. Being confident, the completer will arrive. Being confident, the completer will finish. Being confident. That he began, well, he did definitely begin some because we've been in a journey and this is our year. Well, I'm not going to say that in January. It's already going to happen that the completers come in. Everyone say, I'm confident, Lord. You're the completer of what you've begun. You also complete. Listen, if he began the good work, he's faithful to complete it. The only thing will keep him from completing something if you stop. If you turn away. If you get distracted. But he'll complete it. And we can have confidence. He's our completer. So you're my completer. See, you do this every day. You're the completer. I'm confident, Lord. You began this work. I'm confident. You will complete. See, what it does is it gets your soul out from hopelessness, unsurety, and brings your soul into confidence, built by his word, built on what he said. Amen? These are components. Oh, this is one of my favorite The finisher. Say the finisher. I remember one day he downloaded all these seven to me. He just downloaded them to me. Because he in those days he was given things I needed for another time. But I remember when he downloaded all this. The finisher. Ooh, I love this one. He said, Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him who sent me and finish. Say, finish his work. He's still working in you to finish. Look unto Jesus, the author. Say, look unto Jesus, the author, and say, author and finisher. Listen, if God's, how many of you in here have God authored something in your life? Raise your hand. Then if he authored it, he's going to finish. He didn't author not to finish. Again, the only thing that keep him from finishing is if you turn away. But if you continue with him and look unto Jesus, the author. You the author. I tell him all the time, I have all this stuff, the author. I said, look all this you authored. You authored it. I didn't author. I'm not that smart. You authored this crown thing. You will finish. You authored the seven spirits of God. You authored the run of the white horse. You authored the 7 days of life. That's some authorship right there. You authored the glory. You authored this operation of the face of God. Those are my favorite ever. Face of God. Get your faith over. You finish. Because he already finished. Isn't that awesome? He's a finisher. Zechariah 4:9. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. The hands do finish. Man, he spoke our word before he ever began. He said we would lay a foundation. We actually did that part. He said the hands do finish. The hands do finish. Walking across. Sometimes when I say that, I'll see myself like one of those marathon runners, you know. Walking across that line. Walking across that line. The hands do finish. We finish. We finished. That scripture right there has carried me through more stuff than you could ever imagine. When hope is low or the enemy's fighting or I'm in trouble, the hands do finish. Say the hands do finish. I'll just say, Lord, the hands do finish. The hands do finish.
Do you feel anything when you say that?
No. Not when I'm in the middle of the battle. But the hands do finish. But he can't stay like that very long. I already know the enemy long enough. When he comes in like a flood, he may agitate me for a couple of days or something, but my faith's gonna get above him. And my faith get above him, then I feel it. I feel the finisher. I feel it. The hands do finish. Look, if we fulfilled half of that scripture, and we have, did we want to fulfill the other half? Because he spoke it. Isn't that awesome? Should just close right there. Let's review. We have the rewarder, the creator maker, the doer. And then we have the completer, the finisher. You see, who are we describing? The one that's going to manifest the kingdom here. He's going to be with you there. He's going to be with you here. You're not alone. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm not alone. We were in worship today. I said, I'm not alone. I started seeing angels. I see them swirling around. I see the angelic host. You need to be aware. The angels are with you all the time. The more awareness you practice, the more they'll be around you. Praise God. They also respond to faith. There's another class of angels called the ministering flames of fire. Say the ministering flames sent forth to minister on the behalf of the heirs of salvation. There's a class of angels that minister on behalf of heirs. We have some of those, praise God. 6, which is 7 on my notes, but I didn't want to say 6. Hebrews 10. Hold fast the profession of your faith without wavering. Sounds easy enough, doesn't it? Till you do it for 10, 15 years. I mean, we're in Caleb's territory now. I mean, I got 40 years. Unwavering. What did he inherit? Mount Hebron. What's in our inheritance? Mount Hebron. I mean, if these guys can do it, we can do it. Amen. Just keep on going. Praise God. Hold fast the profession of faith without wavering. For he's faithful. You got to ascribe that to him. You are faithful, Lord. Faithful. Listen, you'll be surrounded at times with feelings. But you got to know God is faithful. You have to have an awareness that he is faithful. Listen to this one. Faithful is he that promised. For he will do it. There's two of them in one verse right there. These scriptures, when you want manifestation, you have to have this atmosphere of this word here. Because what it does, it aligns everything here to what God has said there. It's getting everything in alignment for the doer, the maker, the rewarder, the completer, the finisher. You see how all that works? The doer, the maker, the rewarder, the completer. Faithful ones showing up. The faithful one. There's a confidence that we have. And once the waters break, who's going to stop you then? Who's going to stop you then? Once you get one breakthrough, you can have 10 breakthroughs. You know, it took Abraham 25 years, really, to get Isaac in the earth. After that, he had 8 sons, like boom, 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 boom. The first birth's the toughest, because that one had to be born of promise. See, when it's born of promise, there's a lot of things we have to go through. When it's born of promise, we have to get our stuff out of the way. We have to get Ishmael out of the way. We have to get our mistakes out of the way. And we have to do it God's way. Amen? So it's not Yahweh. It's not your way. It's Yahweh. It's God's way. And once we get into alignment with his way, then he's going to bring something into the earth that's going to last longer than you will. It's going to go on generationally. Even after you're gone, fruit will continue. Because it's living, it's coming out of the throne. The blessing's in the water. You're going to open the fountain within. Praise God. This is my favorite one. And say, the performer! Jeremiah said, the Lord said unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Say, I'll hasten my word to perform it. That was Jeremiah 1 and 12. And then Jeremiah did another one in 33:14. I swear these fonts got smaller. I don't know what's going on. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will perform. Say perform. Actually, this particular one was speaking after 70 years, so we have a double confirmation there, knowing that this scripture is speaking specifically of performing a word after the 70 years. You don't know what the 70 years is, you didn't get the teaching, because God did that twice in the last 7 or 8 years. Praise God. So, he said in Jeremiah 33, behold, the days come, said the Lord, I will perform that good thing which I promised unto the house of Israel and the house of Judah. He's talking about the return of the house. He's talking about Zechariah 3, 4, 6, 10. He's talking about Haggai chapter 2, shaking of the heavens and the earth, the return of the house in a church age. I'll perform that good thing. Woo, that's a good one right there. You perform that good thing you promised. You perform this, what we carry. He's a performer. This one's good. And then I'm going to save my favorite of all time for the last. This one's really good. I quote this a lot. Isaiah 1. These are so powerful in moving a promise into the earth. You have to have these because they align your belief system with the finality of God stepping in to do, to reward, to complete, to finish, to perform. He's faithful. You see how you're getting in that final alignment of the doer maker. You know what? Him waking me up and putting these notes on my heart or giving me a dream, I think he's got getting ready. Hallelujah. Isaiah 9. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son has been given, and the government is upon his shoulders. and the increase of his government and peace, there's no end. Say, there's no end. Upon the house of David to establish it henceforth, now and forever. For the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. He gave his son, but he said for the house. He also spoke the increase of his government and peace be no end upon the throne of David. Well, that didn't happen in his first minute. This is the second coming. The government of peace, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform in returning this house. See, there's another one specifically for our generation. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform. Say, the performer. Oh, he's my performer. He's the performer. And then the final one. This one right here. This will get you over. This scripture right here will get you over almost every time. It's my favorite of all. It's Romans 4. He says, who against hope? Say against hope. When you're in faith, you're going to be times you are just absolutely against hope. You're not going to have anything. You want to talk about tough. You want to be tough. Learn how to walk in faith when you're against all circumstantial hope. You can't touch it with your hands. You can't do it with anything inside of you. The only thing you can do this with is faith and faith alone. And you got to stand there. Unmovable against hope, believe in hope. Being not weak in faith, consider not his own body now dead. How'd you like that one? God commanding you to give birth when your body's dead. Sarah's womb's dead. And you commanded to give birth from your own loins. Not really much different what he's asking us to do. Bring forth the law, the spirit of life, to override the law of sin and death. Be the generation that overcomes death. Be the generation to see the performer come out and swallow up death with victory. He considered not the deadness of Sarah's womb. Staggered not at the promise of God. Faith, when you do it, it'll keep you level. It'll keep you inside the God of hope where you don't stagger at the impossibility of what God has asked you to do. You stand there and believe him to the very end. Stagger not the promise of God through unbelief. Strong in faith. Say strong in faith. Giving glory to God that what he and being fully persuaded. Say fully persuaded. That what he promised, he will perform. Being strong in faith that what you promise, what we carry, we stagger not at unbelief. We stagger not at hopeless circumstances. We stagger not every day we stand. We look to an invisible kingdom. We're not moved by the ocular evidence of the world system. What our eyes see, we are moved by an eternal word that's coming out from the heavenlies. A word that you've already promised. We are fully persuaded. What you promised with the crown, you are the performer in this day abounds. You are our reward. You are the maker. You hasten the day to perform it. You are the doer. I will do it. You are the completer of this journey, Lord. You are the finisher. You authored this book. You'll finish it. You're my finisher. You are faithful who called us. And you are the performer, Lord. To perform this word. Against hope, we believe in hope. We stagger not at the promises. Strong in faith, giving glory to you. What you promised in this crown and the living waters too. you will stand and perform. And this day and hour, the dead will be raised again. Death will be overridden by the living waters within. For the law of the Spirit of life that's been sworn to multiply, revealed from within, breaking forth to eradicate sin. A new day. You are the finisher. We give you the offering of our faith to see the day that you have authored, Lord. We give you praise and glory. Amen.